I've had to push them away.
Our next guest on Downtown is a pianist, singer, songwriter who'll be performing a number of shows here in Maine in the coming days and weeks, down in Portland at One Longfellow Square and at the Bangor Arts Exchange on December 15th. We're thrilled to be joined this afternoon by Heather Pearson. Heather, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You have so many diverse influences in your music, and we'll see that in action when you're up here. But does that come from, it sounds like it comes from a youth spent listening to a lot of different styles of music.
I did, yeah. My parents were both, they had their tastes were all over the map. And so that, of course, you know, didn't fall far from the tree. So, yeah, I've always said that music is a language, and there's so many different dialects of that language, and I try to speak and understand as many as I can.
And does that make it more enjoyable for you as a performer and as a songwriter that you don't feel like you're pigeonholed in one particular genre?
I think so. I have heard some people refer to it as a marketing disaster, but I see it as an opportunity to be able to sort of slide into any kind of musical, you know, situation. I really think it's better to have more skills and not less, especially with music, because there's just so many different ways to express yourself.
And you perform both as a solo artist and with the Heather Pearson Trio. And when you come up here, you'll be joined by a couple of very talented musicians as well, Sean Netto and Craig Bryan. Tell us about the trio and what they'll be doing here to take a lot of us back to our youth.
Yeah, absolutely. So this will be the jazz trio that's performing this weekend in Bangor and in Portland, presenting the music of Vince Guaraldi's Charlie Brown Christmas, which, as you mentioned, you know, so many of us, you know, grew up listening to, and it's just great to have, to be able to bring that music to life, and also with such dear people in my life who also are all over the map musically. So we're quite a bunch.
What's interesting, too, when you look back, that special, we've talked about it before on the show, the people at CBS weren't even sure this thing would work. They didn't like the idea of including Bible quotes. They had no idea if it would be a success. And here it is, you know, more than 50 years later, and it's just such a part of our Christmas tradition. But not traditional Christmas music by any stretch with that jazz-influenced score.
Yeah, that's true. Although I would argue it has become traditional Christmas music now, but certainly, yes, at the time, it was nearly canceled, as you mentioned. You know, the producers had a lot of uphill battle to get that on the air, and I just think on a lot of different levels, it's such a timeless message, you know, and the music especially is timeless, and that's the part of it that resonates most with me. So I love being able to share that heartfelt music with people.
Now, will you be okay if during the performance people feel compelled to get on their feet and do the Snoopy dance?
Absolutely, and I always encourage that wherever we go when we perform this music.
We're talking with Heather Pearson. The Heather Pearson Trio will be at One Longfellow Square and the Bangor Arts Exchange. This is in many ways a bit of a homecoming for you. You moved to Maine when you were about 5 years old.
I did, yeah. I'm from the Midwest originally, but I mean, I'm a New England girl. I've been here most of my life. So I moved away from Maine in 2010. I've been in New Hampshire. I didn't move too far. So it'll be really nice to come to Bangor and to Portland again. Enjoy both those venues very much.
You've had great success on the folk charts, but as we mentioned, you play a lot of different types of music. I, as somebody who loves lots of different kinds of music, I love what I guess we're calling the Americana genre these days, because to me, that's where the best music and frankly, the best songwriting comes these days, is in that genre.
Yeah, and the word Americana has just become such a suitcase term for so many different kinds of music that it's, you know, you can sort of drill down into Americana and find, you know, like the folk and the folk pop and the alt folk and the folk jazz and the all the different subgenres, but they all sort of live under this one umbrella of Americana music. Yeah, there is quite a vast range available.
I wanted to ask you about this in making music today, and particularly in trying to get people to listen to your music. There are more opportunities than ever before because of everything that's out there on the internet and the accessibility of music. But does it also put an additional set of duties on the music makers that you also have to work so actively promoting your music? We don't have the big, powerful record companies that we had in the past. And so you have to do more than just write and perform.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's, you know, there are so many of us out here in the Wild West, so to speak, you know, that are just sort of going our own way and foregoing the traditional route, which isn't even really available to most musicians anymore, of getting a record label deal and having all of that promotion machinery, you know, behind you. So, and it's such an attention-driven economy online, so you have to find... That's why another reason why it's so good to be skillful, you know, in lots of different ways, and being able to fit in into lots of different, you know, musical scenarios. Because, you know, it's good for the resume, it's good for the heart, it's good for audiences. You know, it keeps them entertained, keeps them guessing about what you might do next.
Sunday, December 9th, One Longfellow Square, a couple of shows. First of all, a 4 p.m. performance, that's right, at 181 State Street in Portland, and then another performance at 7 o'clock at Charlie Brown Christmas with the Heather Pearson Jazz Trio. And then right here in Bangor coming up on the 15th, that is a Saturday at 7 o'clock. Doors will open at 6:30 at Bangor Arts Exchange, that beautiful venue down on Exchange Street in Bangor. Tickets just $15 in advance, $20 the day of the show for adults, $10 for those under 18. And you can call for more information about tickets at 200-6881. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful show. I can't wait to see it here in Bangor. And for those in Portland, I know you'll enjoy it as well. Heather Pearson, thank you so much for visiting with us, and look forward to seeing the shows.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.